But speaking of animals,
now we're in the season, Gillian.
Yeah.
The swooping season.
Oh,
apparently
magpies.
The magpies are on attack. Have you ever been attacked?
Oh yes.
Have you?
Regularly.
No.
Seriously.
What is it about you then? I wonder.
I don't think it's about me. I think it's about where I go, the places that I frequent.
Where are you going to get attacked by magpies?
I'm walking my dog, Claire. It's quite innocent.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're more in a park-like
exactly
area.
Where the magpies actually are.
Well,
I
can tell you where they are.
Okay, good.
So, you know,
I'll try to avoid those places.
The hot spots for attacks.
Yep.
South Yarra and the Bayside area.
Oh dear.
Now these magpies, they're full on. They leave people bruised and bloodied after attacks, particularly cyclists.
Mm. They don't like them, do they?
I just thought of something. That's why they put those things on their helmets.
Oh, that's why they drive me nuts, those things coming out of people's helmets.
And they're trying to communicate with some alien species. Oh,
yeah, they're listening to the radio.
Because they do look like an alien species, don't they, on those bikes
they
with
do.
All that lycra.
Yeah. So they're warding off magpies. And have you ever seen anybody that actually has a pair of eyes painted on the back of their helmet?
What are they warding off there?
Yeah, they are. They're
is
like, I can see you.
For magpies?
Yes. It's hilarious, isn't
so
it?
So tell me, in your attack, was there just one
attacks.
Or two? Attacks.
Attacks? Yeah. And it's not just magpies.
Who else is it? I know, it's those other little black and white things.
Yes, they're wattle birds.
They're so noisy.
They're worried that you're going to be stealing their eggs. Right. So they're swooping down on you. But the person that bears the brunt.
Yes.
The person, I call her a person, is my dog.
Oh.
The worst with the dogs. They come straight back behind their heads and go woof. And then they're like, Ziggy's like, what the? Where, come here, I'll have
who
you.
Who was that? Yeah. What was that?
Exactly.
Swooping
but no, it has drawn blood from my head.
Really?
I don't know, it's the beak or the feet or the sheer velocity. They just whack in and off they... But they are cowards. They go...
I know, and I'll tell you for why I know this,
okay,
right?
Okay, love it.
So, I have never been attacked by a magpie.
But I quite smug, Claire. Yeah.
But I kind of feel prevention is better than cure, yeah?
I'm with you.
So what I do, and I'm glad I've read this article that is swooping season. So what I do is when I'm walking down the street, because there's a fair amount of magpies in my area.
You're in a leafy suburb, aren't you?
I am in a leafy suburb. What I do is I clap my hands like a lunatic. Or if I got my keys, jangle, jangle. Or I'll be like, and sometimes they move away.
Do they?
But sometimes they don't.
They're probably strangely fascinated.
But they're massive.
They are large.
They're like a small dog. Like a Jack Russell or something.
Jack Russell. Well, I've actually done myself an injury trying to fend them off. Because you've got a dog's lead. And I don't know if see anybody do this where they get them and then they're... You swirl them above your head.
The dog lead.
To keep them away. But you probably shouldn't do what I did, which is keep, you know, the end, the metal end.
Yes.
That was airborne because it flies quite well. But then unfortunately,
whacked
it straight into my ear and drew blood. And of course, what I thought immediately was, did anybody see me? That was really embarrassing. Not about like, about my ear.
So really, it's not the magpies that you need to look out for. It's yourself.
That's it.
That's what
I've got to get
is.
Out my own way. And you know what? Little Jason has been hot on the button this morning because we were talking about magpies swooping and the hazards of magpies.
Dangerous, yes.
And little Jason's got the right idea because he feeds the magpies in his area. They come to his yard and he gives them bread.
Yeah.
But he's very strict with them. He makes them know it's Switzerland. They're not allowed to fight in his backyard.
How does he police that situation?
I don't know. We haven't got time for that though, have
right,
we?
Right, okay.
You know, he's obviously the magpie whisperer.
He must be.
And in fact, he whispers to them on his way when he walks along the street because that means they won't dive bomb him.
Oh, so he doesn't do what I do with the... He doesn't do that.
No.
He just talks.
He might do it for fun, Claire.
He's like the... Yeah, okay. So I want to know a couple of things here.
Right.
I want to know...
I can feel little Jason typing already, can't you? Okay. Go on.
I want to know how he stops the fighting.
Good one.
And is bread really what you should be feeding the magpies, Jason?
Is that what it says in the manual for bringing up magpies?
I don't think it is. No. They might get bloated. What's that old wives' tale about... if you this is a bit cruel. Oh. And I'm not saying
do not do this at home,
please, people. If you give a seagull a hot chip, they explode. not heard that. Is it a hot chip?
Well, you know, I love this. We don't check our facts before. I mean, really, we just say the first things that come into our heads and, you know, don't hold it against us. I would have thought not, because there are a lot of hot chips around the seafront. I think we would see a lot more exploding seagulls than we actually see.
What is it then? There's something. Mark my words. There is something.
So that's a question for you listeners. What makes seagulls explode?
It's a food substance.
0427 Joy 949. You're on the G-spot.
So we're talking about magpies. Well, we weren't. Well, we were.
Talking about, it's magpie swooping season.
It's swooping season. Just be careful out there, especially around leafy suburbs, Bayside areas and South Yarra.
Yes.
Specifically. Anyway, Jason said that he...
the magpie whisperer?
The magpie whisperer. They come into his yard and he feeds them bread, which I'm questioning.
Yeah, you're thinking, should they be eating bread?
And he doesn't allow...
Are they gluten intolerant?
Well, they could be.
I would. I am.
Are you?
I decided.
Yeah, exactly. He says there's no fighting in his yard. And what he does, and I'm like, come on. These are animals, wild animals.
Wild animals.
Wild, crazy animals. Jason sits on the lawn with them.
Oh.
Now, I think that's ridiculous, Jason. Do you wear a helmet and like a full face mask?
Yeah, and gloves.
Because, my friend, I know you think you're friends with them now.
Mm.
But just... they're wild animals, Dolls.
Yeah.
Just be careful. Anything could happen.
Anything. Siegfried and Roy, remember that? When he got bitten by the tiger.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
how
they
long,
can turn.
And how long ago now, with one giant leap from magpies to tigers, how long had Jason and What's-His-Chops been?
Oh, they were friends from the egg. They
exactly.
Were. Oh, yeah. You mean...
like pups. Are they pups? Cubs.
We're back on the tigers now.
Yes.
Sorry, we're jumping between magpies and tigers.
There's
there.
Too many Jasons in this equation.
So we're moving on to Connie. Oh, well, she's not letting us get off the subject, though, is she?
Oh, God. Connie would call her pet lamb magpie.
We're stuck on Connie. The magpies.
Oh. And Andy says that when he was a child, mm-hmm. they would love spring because we would get my dad's hard hat and go down to the park and let the magpies chase us around the place. It was great fun.
Beats the internet. Now, I see what you're saying.
But what if they swooped on like your shoulder or your, you know, hard hat's only covering the skull.
You're right.
Nothing
so you're
else.
Thinking shoulder pads. Well, it might have been the 80s then, you see.
Oh,
so
then you would have been covered.
Totally covered. Who knew? You know, we started talking about magpies, but who knew that this would be the touch point that it is, that everybody would respond? You just never know what sparks people's interest. But keep those coming.
Can I ask the magpies?
We don't want to know
anymore. Can I ask a question, though? Just one last question.
Did you put your hand up?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Here, look. Just one last question on the magpie.
All right.
Because we have them in Britain.
We do. They look slightly different, don't they?
No one's swooping.
You're right. It's here, isn't it? You come to Australia and everything's
out to kill you, basically, even the bloody birds.
Well, there's this brilliant brilliant story because it ended happily. Because it really, with first world problems with magpies, this chap in Lorne battled a shark.
In Lorne?
He says he's really, really lucky to have punched and kicked his... Well, even the people are really aggressive here, aren't they? Punched and kicked his way out of the jaws of a shark, with one witness saying it was like Mick Fanning. Do you remember Mick Fanning, the surfer? He had a meeting with a shark a couple of years ago and survived.
Oh, yes. What was that bay? JK Bay?
Jeffrey's Bay in South Africa.
I think they call it JK.
Oh, well, you're probably the lingo, aren't you? Anyway, it was like Mick Fanning's miraculous escape, but worse, right?
Oh, worse.
Yeah, so Marcel Brundler.
Mm-hmm. Good name.
Yeah, well, anyway, this 3-metre shark grabbed him while surfing at Cathedral Rock near Lorne. At first, he says, I didn't think anything of it. We have lots of dolphins in the water here. But then I realised it was big, much bigger.
Mr. Brundler
said, yes. He says, I'm no expert.
No.
But this obviously, but this was at least 3 meters long. At some stage, it had me in its jaws. I was shouting and punching it while it attacked me.
I wonder what he was shouting. Get off!
I reckon it probably was. We can't
say. Oh, language. Here. Bad language.
Yes. Well, he's from Switzerland, so probably It was in either German or French. The shark had sandwiched him and the board in its jaw. All his teeth are straight through my wetsuit. I'm not going to do the accent.
No.
I had a vest underneath because it's freezing cold underneath. I just felt all that saliva. Imagine the presence
so
of
So, hang on. Did he get bitten?
Well, it's like the teeth are through.
Right.
And he can feel the saliva, right? But he's not quite, you know, digging into
There's
his flesh. It's quite amazing.
Puncture wounds.
But so what he thinks happens is that the shark broke a glass panel on his surfboard, which stabbed his jaw, the shark's jaw, prompting the beast to let go and caused the beast, they've said beast twice, to let him go. Mr. Brundler then clambered back onto his surfboard, game, covered in shark blood. Oh, it's the shark was bleeding.
So why is this worse than
Mick Fanning?
Mick Fanning's?
I don't know, because the guy who watched it, and this is interesting now.
Okay.
This is the interesting bit.
Good.
Because the guy who's watching, well, this is his name, Lucas von Grevenich Sanchez. Right, that's a real name. Says he watched the attack through his binoculars from the foreshore. The shark was massive. If you see the photo, you can see the jaw was like half a meter wide, he said. It was like Mick Fanning, this is the guy, but worse. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing.
The shark left his bite marks in the board and tore his wetsuit, but he had no injuries.
That, see, are they saying it was a great white? Because they always say that, don't they? When there's
no,
a large
they're
shark.
Not actually. Oh, they're just saying
maybe
it was
just a bloody dolphin.
A large. I want to see that.
It was
poster.
A magpie.
You got it. 0427 Joy 949. You're on the G-spot.
Jason.
It's little Jason from Ivanhoe.
Little Jason, it's you. He's told me off because I said, look, stop with the magpies. And he's like, oh, please. 8 years he's been in his place, and 8 years these birds have been coming and going, and they bring their babies back.
You really can do it with your magpies. I think you should be teaching the rest of us. You're on the G-spot.